Hello everyone, welcome to our worship service today here at Shortgate Baptist Church. Today is the 24th of May 2020, and our worship service today incorporates Holy Communion. We are sharing at the Lord's table, and I trust that with the printout and the email that was sent out during the week to help us prepare, we've managed to make our preparations and we are ready and prepared for Holy Communion today. With the current social distancing in place, sharing the Lord's table in this way, sharing Holy Communion in this way remotely as we are doing today, seems to have an additional meaning and an additional relevance in a way, as it is a way of our declaration and our celebrating the unity that we have as the body of Christ in spirit and in purpose, despite being in different places physically. But our spirit, our purpose, our hearts are together, and we are united as a body of Christ. And so let us gather our thoughts and calm our hearts as we begin this service and as we open in a word of prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify you and magnify your holy name. Through Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. And Maureen is going to give us our first reading. And after that, Helen is going to lead us in our first worship song, Spirit of the Living God. So over to you, Maureen.
Morning, everyone. I hope you've been able to keep cool in this really hot weather. You're taking care. The reading this morning is from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 to 14. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts. And though all of its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we are all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you, Helen, for leading us in that worship song. And thank you, Maureen, for giving us the reading. And so now we come to sharing of the Lord's table. We come to sharing the Holy Communion. The Apostle Paul tells us of the institution of the Lord's Supper. He says, "For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" And at this point, shall we all take the bread? Shall we eat the bread together? The Apostle Paul continues and says that in the same way, the Lord Jesus took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." And at this point, shall we drink the cup together with these words in mind prayerfully? Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, we praise and thank you for your love shown to us in Jesus Christ. We thank you for his life and ministry, announcing the good news of your kingdom and demonstrating its power in the lifting of the downtrodden and the healing of the sick and the loving of the loveless. We thank you for his sacrificial death upon the cross for the redemption of the world and for your raising him to life again as a foretaste of the glory we shall share. Give us your Holy Spirit, we pray, that we may be renewed into the likeness of Jesus Christ and formed into his body. This we pray in his name and for his sake. Amen. And Helen is going to lead us in our next hymn, "O Jesus, I Have Promised," that beautiful hymn, after which Pam is going to give us our next reading. Over to you, Helen.
everyone. This is a reading from Psalm 27, verses 4 and 5. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock.
Thank you, Pam, and thank you, Helen. Now, Psalm 27, we reflected on Psalm 27 last week as part of our current reflections on Psalms for daily living. And verse 4 is our reading where Pam has read for us today. Now, David wrote this psalm before the physical structure of the temple was built. All the worship and rituals around worship and offerings to God were being done in a tent. And this tent or this tabernacle was a temporary and movable structure. It wasn't a fixed house or a built temple. And as such, when David says in verse 4, where we just read, that his utmost and topmost request from the Lord, and that this is his single-mindedly thing that he single-mindedly seeks, is for him to dwell in the house of the Lord for all the days of his life. He's not referring to a physical structure of a place of worship, such as a church building, but rather he was saying that with all his heart, he seeks to remain in the household of the Lord, not just the house as a building, but the household of the Lord, to be in an ongoing and active fellowship with others in this household. And as we share Holy Communion today, as we share at the Lord's table, we proclaim our fellowship one with another. Even in the absence of gathering under the same roof, we remain a family. As a church, we remain a family as Shotgate Baptist Church. David then says that he seeks to gaze on the beauty of the Lord. He desires to experience the Lord's goodness and his grace. In those days, if someone took you in as their guest, they would take full responsibility for your care and your safety and your supplies and your security. And so, if you were someone's guest, you would rest in their security, in their supply, in their provision. This seems to be the sense that David had when he wrote this psalm, and that is why he then goes on to talk about the safety and the shelter that he would find in the Lord when you go further to verse 5 in this psalm. And so today we proclaim our unity and our fellowship as a church family, as a household of faith, as well as our pursuit to experience the goodness and the grace of God. Amen. Amen. And with that, we take our closing hymn, which is, "You are the Word of God the Father." Over to you, Helen. Thank you, Helen, for leading us in that worship song. And in closing, shall we pray the words of the Lord's Prayer together? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And this is the end of our service today, our special Holy Communion service remotely. And as we celebrate Christ and we celebrate being the body of Christ together. Amen. May God bless you. And do remember to keep safe, keep in touch, and keep the faith. God bless you. Amen.